Vegans, the heroes of our time.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nossos programas oferecem vários idiomas. Acesse suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Like they say, they're Christian, they're Buddhist, they don't need to do anything, they don't need to follow any master because they have Jesus and they worship Buddha and they think that's enough. No, not really. Because your mind will trick you, will make you wander around all over. You cannot really concentrate on the Buddha alone.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic. Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. ¿Cómo estás? I just said, how are you in Spanish. My name is Carmen. The likable people of Spain are thankful for your unconditional love, which is the most precious thing in the whole universe. The southwestern European coastal nation of Spain is well known for its culturally diverse heritage. With 48 recognized UNESCO World Heritage Sites, Spain has preserved and honored the many influences that have shaped the nation's history. Spain is also a wondrous land for nature lovers, featuring 16 national parks throughout the mainland and nearby islands. The country is a paradise, blessed with great biodiversity due to its array of terrains that range from high mountain peaks to crystal clear ocean waters. Spain has been the birthplace and home of countless creative individuals. Spanish artists include Pablo Picasso, Salvador Dalí, Joan Miró, and Francisco de Goya, while literary icons include Miguel de Cervantes, who wrote Don Quixote, as well as poet-playwright Federico García Lorca, and novelist Javier Marías. But one of the most famous and exciting features of Spanish culture is its flamboyant and passionate flamenco music and dance. Originating in Spain's Andalusia region, the flamenco is a form of storytelling conveyed through its unique rhythms and choreography. It was a privilege to share a glimpse of fascinating Spain with you, optimistic viewers. May you soon realize your true God nature within. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within. To achieve in one lifetime, eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped, world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Thursday, April 15, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 7 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 15, 2021.
Once you go inside the house and stay there, you'll be safe.
Yes, Master.
So you never know if next lifetime you will have the same opportunity to enjoy good karma, or is it your bad karma period coming to you?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so, like that. So the best is get out of this world as soon as you can, quickly, quickly. And trust your master to take you out.
Yes, Master.
The master, the real master, will not lie to you, of course. For what reason would I lie to you? I would be better off, you know, wandering around the world or staying with my good husband or enjoying my life. Oh, why would I have to work so hard? If you live next to me, you will know how hard I work and you will not believe it. Because I'm all alone and I do so many things. Everything is just to connect with the world, to wake them up. Even photographs. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay?
Master.
Remind them of beautiful nature, to appreciate it, to connect themselves with something good and pleasant and nice and higher than just killing or eating every day other carcasses until you fall and get yourself sick and all that. You see what I'm saying? You never know what will wake them up. It's a different affinity. Okay? Yeah. I don't really enjoy this kind of life.
Yes.
Not really. I do it for everybody's sake. I really miss it sometimes so much. A simple life, you know, like in the Himalayas.
Yes. Mm.
Very simple life, even though I had very little money, but I was very happy and carefree. And now sometimes I cannot sleep well. Sometimes I cannot meditate well. And every day something happens to me, my physical and mental. Every day. No fail. But I cannot just live. the humans and the animals in suffering the way I can see it. Before, I did not see that much. I saw sometimes on TV the war, people suffer, and I saw it in Vietnam, but not as deep as now.
Yes, Master.
The more enlightened, the deeper you can feel for other people suffering, and it just pains you. And you cannot just like if you are a doctor, and you see a person wounded, and you could treat him, you would not just turn your face somewhere else and go away, no?
Yes.
Even if it's your off-duty time, you cannot not do it. You cannot not address that person and make him feel well and then try to bring him to a better place where he's safe and treat it. Yeah, it's just like that. It became like a duty. It becomes like your goal of life. You cannot do anything else. You cannot not want to do what you're doing. All right, then it's good. Any questions concerning this? Any more questions, my love? So you still want to go back home and be a normal Christian and
no,
have a family and all that? Good luck. I think you will be not so happy as you imagined. Sorry if there was something that triggered that, but don't. Okay,
no,
please.
I was just
life
wondering
so
because it seems many people they know the Ten Commandments, and
yes,
outwardly they show or they try to keep them, but inwardly maybe not so dedicated.
Yeah,
and
it's
sincere.
True. They cannot.
And so I was wondering if they're losing a lot because of that, or if they really do sincerely keep them inside as well as out, there's some kind of spiritual charge that really keeps them progressing spiritually life by life.
Yeah, they go nowhere, baby. They just go back.
Yes, Master.
If they're lucky and good, and if their bad karma is not pounding them next life, then they become a human again.
Yes, Master.
Having a comfortable life, almost like the last life. But if the bad karma period comes, just like the river, in some part of the river is deep, you know, and dangerous, and with whirlpool water, and some river area are flat, yeah, are peaceful, and the water runs slowly, and not dangerous. A human's karma and life is like that, sometimes up, sometimes down. Even the Buddha became a gecko, huh?
Yes.
Due to something that he had done in the last life or other life. It might not catch up with you the next life or this life, but it will catch up next life or the life after. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
To recycle yourself in this shadow world is a very, very dangerous decision and action. You better just get out.
Yes.
The house is burning.
Yes, Master.
Now you see the pandemic, okay? But it's not the worst. That's not the worst. It could be worse.
Wow.
And this world, sooner or later, will be destroyed too. In the three worlds, no world is safe. You'll be recycled again, again, and again forever. Sometimes you go to hell, sometimes you go to lower heaven, sometimes you become human, sometimes you become a gecko even. Maybe you like to try a gecko life?
No, Master.
Fun, yeah? Oh, yeah, my God, la. Okay. But it's good that you ask, because many people maybe ask that question, you see? Yeah. Many, like they say, they're Christian, they're Buddhist, they don't need to do anything, they don't need to follow any master because they have Jesus and they worship Buddha and they think that's enough. No, not really. Because your mind will trick you, will make you wander around all over. You cannot really concentrate on the Buddha alone. The Buddha in the Amitabha Sutra, he explained that if you recite the name of the Amitabha Buddha, sincerely, one-pointedly. How often can you be one-pointed? Huh? Yeah, one-pointedly, and have to remember all the details of the Buddha's land, the Amitabha Buddha's land. that the Sakyamuni Buddha has described. Remember all that. And remember Buddha, don't think of anything else. Then you will be born in his land. The same with Christian people, they think they go to the church singing and then go next door drinking some alcohol and coffee or whatever afterwards. And go home and eating the meat that is killed for them already on the table, and they're not going anywhere, sweetheart. Truly, I'm very sorry. I have to tell you the truth. It's like that. Because this world that distracts you, the world distracts you. You understand?
Yes.
You can't just remember all the time to be good and virtuous. And just to eat meat is already a great sin. It says so in the Bible.
Yes.
Meat for the belly, belly for the meat. And God shall destroy both meat and them.
Yes, Master.
Be not among meat eaters and wine drinkers. But God says that in the Bible, black and white. No matter how bad they interpret or how much they cut, these things are still in there.
Yes, Master.
Since centuries. Huh?
Yes.
And nobody listens. Nobody. Even some people who know the Bible by heart also don't listen. They continue to eat meat, drink wine.
Yes, Master.
So it's not just in front of the blind, it's talking to the deaf as well. Okay. They read the Bible every day. They go to the church and all that. But they are blind. They don't see these things.
Yes, Master.
That's why the Jewish scholar, what's his name, you remember?
Asakesar, Master.
Asakesar?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. He's a brilliant Jewish scholar and just like a priest himself, a rabbi. He said, in front of the blind. It's really like that. What's the use of having the eyes but don't recognize the most important thing in life? Seeing you see, but you do not perceive. Hearing you hear, but you do not understand. It's in the Bible too.
Yes.
Okay. Any more questions, my love? Any questions? I wasn't making fun of you. I just make it light because you all sit there so serious. I don't dare to even laugh. Yeah. I'm glad you don't want to go back and be a normal Christian. A normal Christian, you have to pay a tax for the church as well.
Right.
Yeah. My ex-husband told me. I didn't know. Okay. Other people? Other IQ?
Thank you for saving us, Master.
You are welcome. And thank you for letting me. Yes. Really. Because if you don't let me, I'm also helpless. Like the doctor, if the patient doesn't sign the agreement to let him operate, then the doctor also is not allowed to do it.
Yes.
So you are saving yourself. You know that? And I congratulate you. I thank you also. That makes me happy.
Thank you, Master.
It makes me happy that you're so wise. And it makes me more happy because you stay there and work for Supreme Master Television.
We love this, Master.
That helps. That helps a lot of people. You know that? Countless people, visible and invisible. You don't know the astral beings that listen to your TV every day.
Wow.
The angels and the... Yeah, really. The heavenly beings, they're listening, they're watching. Okay? Because they are also not liberated.
Wow.
Yes, they wish they could be humans and to work like you do or to be initiated. Then it's the surer way to be liberated forever because they understand more than the humans. They appreciate more the human's life. Yeah. Of course, the Master is also preaching to them. But they have to go also according to their karmic pattern. And if they want to be liberated, they come down to be humans. Then seek a master, and then go the same road to go up. Okay?
Yes, Master.
So many heavenly gods before, when the Buddha was alive, they came down and listened to the Buddha. They praised the Buddha. And they envied many human beings who were the followers of the Buddha. But because they listen to the Buddha, they can come back as a human and don't have to be born at a lower level, so they have an opportunity to see another master. And then they can get liberated. That's why all the heavens beings come down, listen to many of the masters' teachings when they're preaching or when they're talking. Just like now, if you see, you can see around you, on top of you, the whole sky is full of other beings who are listening.
Wow.
Same when the Buddha was alive, many invisible beings, even astral beings, the king of the astral world, the king of other worlds, they all came to listen to the Buddha preaching. And some of his disciples saw them. That's why we have many stories saying that. Yeah, because they recorded it. The people who saw it recorded it. Anand recorded it from other people who told him.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
Or who told in front of the assembly. Just like sometimes when we have a retreat or we have group meditation, some of your brothers and sisters told their experiences.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
They say they saw even dragons and other bodhisattvas or heavenly beings present when your master was talking. Remember that?
Yes,
yes, Master.
And nowadays we have video. So Anand doesn't have to be so diligent. If he reincarnated again, there's no work for him to do.
Brilliant viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 7 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Obedience to the Law of Love, from the Unveiled Mysteries by the Ascended Master, Saint Germain, Vegetarian, Part 2 of 2, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May all humans live in peace and harmony with their neighbors.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.